Justin Flug back with you now, joined by Coach David Johnson. We're talking D-West boys basketball. The Mustangs with 6 wins on the season, 3 of those in the Twin Valley League, and just 2 games left here in the regular season. A couple tough games. I guess we'll start with last night, Coach, as it's the freshest on our mind, a double overtime game in which, man, you battled. Neither team ever led by more than 7. It was close contest throughout, and both teams had a lot of opportunities, but you end up falling by 2 in double overtime, and those are the ones that I'm sure prevent coaches from getting some sleep at night. There's a lot of what ifs. I mean, your team competed hard. You certainly gave yourself chances. But at the end of the night, I know it's still hard to take the loss.
Well, and that's what's the most disappointing, having the chances to do it. But when you're 9-21 from the free throw line, have chances as they did. And, you know, Webmore's got a nice little group. I mean, they got 5 guys that can score it. And they pass the ball well. They run a ton of sets. And I thought we did a good job of kind of getting them out of their sets a little bit, but we just didn't execute what we wanted to do at the end of the game, and, you know, running a play we hadn't run before for a cross screen. We got confused and got backwards, and then we, you know, got in a situation where we had a guy shooting a shot that wasn't comfortable shooting it, and so we, our execution's got to get better, and this is the time of year. Again, that lays on me. You know, nobody feels worse about it when the kids try as hard as they do, and, they were disappointed. They're very disappointed. So, but the problem, you know, that's life. You know, you got to drag yourself up by your bootstraps, and we got to come to practice and try and make ourselves better fundamentally and try and keep our head right when the world wants to tell you, you know, you're this and you're that, and you got to have that positive attitude you get from your teammates, and that's what it's all about. It's not always easy, you know. You really, I've told the kids this, you know, coaching for a lot of years, sometimes you find the metal of a man isn't when you're at the top of the mountaintop. It's at the valley where you really try and find where you're digging out and finding who you are, and this group has got a ton of that. We continue to fight. We just got to find ways to execute down the stretch.
Yeah, I think resiliency is a word that keeps coming to my mind. I mean, we were just talking, I think you've had 5, maybe 6 overtime games now that these guys have played in with the small roster that you have. And now just 2 games left here in the regular season. Coach Lynn, a team you faced earlier this season, and Troy as well, your last 2 regular season games, rematches here. And seems like your boys are willing to keep fighting. I mean, there's still a heck of a lot to play for, and seems like a couple opportunities here that they should be looking forward to kind of build some momentum now heading into the postseason.
Well, you know, that's the great thing about basketball. You know, your regular season really is kind of a audition for what your postseason can be, and you want to have a good, you know, early season. But I've seen a lot of teams with glossy records not make state tournaments. I've seen a lot of teams with not so good records, you know, be able to find their way in and give trouble to teams that maybe are overlooking them, and that's the thing that this team has got a lot of. You know, they're not afraid to stick their nose in there, and they're not afraid to, you know, play teams that athletically are way better than us, and so we've got to continue to have that. The problem is being able to execute when, you know, other teams can jump up and hit their head on the top of the backboard, and you can't do that. Well, then you've got to be able to pass it, you've got to be able to dribble it, you've got to be able to get yourself in angles to score. And if you saw us last night, you certainly didn't think we work on those things. And that's probably the most frustrating thing is, you know, how many times the coaches are sitting there going, we've never worked on that. And we work on inside moves. We work on passing to the post. We work on getting ourselves set up for shots and creating angles. And then we get in games, and sometimes we seem like we lose ourselves a little bit mentally. So we got to keep working on that and, you know, having the fight. That's what it's all about.
Well, I thought your team played hard. I thought they were unselfish. They played well together. I enjoyed watching the game last night. I know a tough outcome, but hopefully you can get things back on track here with these last couple regular season games. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll talk about the postseason next week.
You bet. Thanks, Justin.
David Johnson, head coach of the Mustangs. The D-West Locker Room Chats brought to you by the Bendina State Bank and Bank of Highland, also by Johnson Ag and by Triple L Tire in Highland.